This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Tess Vigeland. Young people are among the Americans most hurt by the Great Recession. The unemployment rate for 16 to 24-year-olds is more than double the national average. A lot of young workers are realizing that the path they thought would lead to a career, go to college, work hard, get a great job, well, it may not pan out. Today we kick off a series called Clocked In from our partners at Youth Radio. They're examining some of the new paths that young people are choosing. Here's reporter Sarah Quevedo.
Comedian Chris Rock has this great stand-up bit where he talks about working at Red Lobster as a teen, dishwashing in the back of the restaurant. His job was basically to scrape shrimp into trash cans all day. I've also worked as a dishwasher, so I know what it's like to come home stinking of hollandaise. Touching leftovers isn't even the worst part. What's worse, Rock says, is glancing up at the clock.
When you got a career, there ain't enough time in the day. There ain't enough time. When you got a job, there's too much time.
But these days, jobs, not careers, are what a lot of us are able to get.
She wanted me to reorganize the nail polishes in rainbow order.
My friend Marlena Schoferwolf used to work retail, and she'll never forget the moment she realized it was a dead end. It happened one Friday night after she'd already worked 9 hours, when her boss asked her to get all creative with the nail gloss.
It was just a box filled with nail polish, but it wasn't organized at all. Like, it was just a box with probably 1,000 nail polish shades in it. I dreamt of this for nights after because it was mindless work, and I want to do something where my brain is engaged, where I'm happy working, and where I'm not being taken advantage of.
Every young person I know has a story like this. And the question we all ask is, how do we go from sorting nail polish to actually earning a decent wage and maybe even liking our jobs without being crippled by college debt?
I myself feel torn about recommending young people to go to college.
Which is a little awkward for Stephanie Luce because she works at a college. She's a professor of labor studies at the City University of New York.
I believe higher education is, you know, very valuable just in its own right, but I really hate to have anyone take on that kind of debt.
Here's the problem. There are two competing realities for my generation. College is getting more expensive, and careers, they're just hard to come by.
Young people today are among the first generations in the history of the United States that cannot be assured of earning average wages higher than their parents.
Okay. So I don't know about you, but I find that kind of depressing. I'm 19, and like a lot of people my age, I spend most of my time thinking about the future. And it's not just me. I spoke to a bunch of my peers, and we're all anxious about what's next.
Right now, I don't really feel like what I'm passionate about is something that I could pursue as a career.
Trying to get a job without a high school diploma is hard. Won't nobody hire you.
I really gave up on jobs due to the fact of how hard it is to get them. They only paying you so little in order to take care of so much.
But there are employers, educators, and organizations that are coming up with solutions to address the skills gap and put young adults to work. Good news about the economy? That's something everyone, especially my peers, needs to hear right now. I'm Sarah Quevedo for Marketplace.